Today we're going to be participating in a process of initiation called Diksha.
今天我们来参加的这个活动叫做启迪仪式，叫专门称为 Diksha。
I'm going to be speaking about the significance of second initiation or Brahminical initiation.
Rohan Maharaj 将讲述下二次启迪的重要性。
And the other initiation is Harinam Diksha.
另外一个启迪叫做 Harinam， 就是圣名启迪。
And this time we call this first initiation.
也被称为是一次启迪。
And Srinivasa Maharaj is going to speak something about that.
你是让马拉这将会讲述一下这个的重要性。
Specifically about the offenses to be avoided while chanting the holy name of Krishna.
尤其是在唱诵哈尔克什纳曼陀罗的时候，应该避免的十项冒犯。
I'll tell a little Prabhupada story.
现在来讲几个有关于圣帕帕德的故事。
The story illustrates how much Srila Prabhupada valued.Qualification before receiving second initiation.
这个故事就揭示了在进行得到二次启迪之前获得资格的重要性。
And when you hear this description of Prabhupada's concern about qualification,
当你听完这个故事，就是帕帕德对于这个二次启迪资格的关注的时候，
hopefully it will help you appreciate what the CMC and other leaders in China are planning to strengthen qualification before initiation.
这样呢，你们就会对于 CMC 中国 China Mission Committee 中国使命委员会以及其他的领导人们强调二次启迪之前要具备的资格的重要性，对这就会加以赞赏。
The year that I'm going to speak about was 1972.
这个故事是发生在1972年。
Srila Prabhupada was visiting in New York and I was very busy as the temple commander of the New York temple.
圣帕哈格来到了纽约的庙宇，当时 Rohan Maharaj 是纽约庙的庙长。
Temple commander means that they take care of the activities in the temple.
那就是庙宇的管理者，对不起。
There were about 400 or 450 devotees crammed in every corner and closet and hallway in the building.
当圣帕帕德来的时候，在庙宇里的庙宇的各个角落都挤满了奉献者。
And devotees had come from all over the country.
从美国的全国各地都来了奉献者。
It was understood that Prabhupada was going to perform.Second initiations, or excuse me, initiations.
在这次活动当中，圣帕帕德将给予奉献者启迪。
And Gunadrahi Maharaj was visiting from San Diego.
Gunadrahi Maharaj 是从圣地亚哥来了。
At that time, he was temple president of the San Diego temple.
那个时候，他是圣地亚哥的庙长。
And he had brought from San Diego 8 devotees to receive second initiation from Prabhupada.
他从圣地亚哥庙带来了八位奉献者，从圣帕帕德那里得到二次启迪。
So, like here, lots of arrangements and commotion getting ready for the event.
所以就像今天，就是奉献者都忙着做准备一样。
Prabhupada sent a messenger for Gunadrahi Maharaj and asked him to come to his quarters.Prabhupada sent a messenger.
所以帕帕德就派了一个奉献者，一个信使。
Gunadrahi Maharaj is very excited. Prabhupada wants to see you.
Gunadrahi Maharaj 就特别兴奋，他的心里想，帕帕德想要来见我，想要召见我。
After paying his obeisances to Prabhupada, he got right down to business.
他向帕帕德五体顶拜之后，就坐下来。
He said, "I have a question about the candidates from San Diego for second initiation."
他说我对于 你从圣地亚哥带来的八位奉献者的资格有一个问题。
Are they qualified? Are you sure they're qualified?
你确信他们具备资格吗？
And Gunadrahi Maharaj thought maybe Prabhupada knew something he didn't know. But he said, well, yes, Prabhupada, we we've examined them over a period of time, and they're very qualified devotees.
请大家把手机都调到静音模式，就像往常一样。行。所以圣公道 Grahi Maharaj 就心里想，也许帕帕德他知道，知道有一些不知道的，我不知道的事情，他知道了。
Prabhupada nodded and said, "Very good."
然后当时他就说，当时当然他们都具备资格。后来帕帕德就点头表示同赞赏。
So he went back to his other service.
那么他就回去做其他的服务了。
Sometime later, a second messenger came from Prabhupada.
这时候帕帕德又派来了另外一个信使。
So he was very excited. Prabhupada wants to see me again.
然后公道 Grahi Maharaj 特别兴奋，帕帕德又想要见我了。
And Prabhupada asked the same question second time.
帕帕德第二次又问了同样一个问题。
Are you sure they're qualified?
你确信他们都具备资格吗？
Well, yeah, Prabhupada. I mean, we brought them here because they're very qualified.
啊，当然了，帕帕，我把他们带来就是因为他们都有很有资格。
But because you're asking a second time, I'll go and consult all the other devotees and see if they feel differently. If maybe someone isn't so qualified.
啊，当然，因为您问到我，所以我要去回去。去核实一下，去问一下他们是否都具备资格。
So he left and he consulted all the other leaders that were there from San Diego, and they all felt these devotees are qualified.
他就回去问了一下圣地亚哥庙里的其他的年长的奉献者，那么这些年长奉献者都同意这些奉献者是有资格的。
So the message was sent back with the messenger, they're all qualified.
所以呢，信使就带着这个消息回去告诉帕帕德，他们都具备了资格。
Some time passed.
过了一段时间。
Several hours.
几个小时之后。
And another messenger came for Guru Grahi Maharaj. Prabhupada wants to see you.
另外一个信使帕帕德派来了，就找到Guru Grahi Maharaj，对他说：“圣帕帕德想要见你。”
And it was the same question.
而且是同一个问题。
Are you sure they're qualified?
你确信他们具备资格吗？
By this time, Guru Grahi Maharaj is wondering, maybe Prabhupada knows one of them has a problem, and we better find out what that is.
然后这时候，公道 Grahi Maharaj 就心里就想，也许帕帕德知道其中有一个奉献者可能是不具备资格，他就想知道到底是哪个人没有不具备资格。
So they got all the devotees together.
他们就叫来了所有的奉献者。
And they spent a lot of time going over each candidate very carefully.
他们就仔细的来检查每一个准备接受启迪的奉献者的资格。
And they reached the same conclusion. Everyone's qualified.
他们达成了一致意见，每一个人都有资格。
So they sent the message back to Prabhupada. They're all qualified.
他们就向帕帕德禀告，他们都有资格。
And so the next day, they were given their second initiation.
第二天，他们就得到了二次启迪。
When Guru Grahi Maharaj told me the story, I asked him, "And how many of them are still practicing Krishna consciousness today?"
当 Guru Grahi Maharaj 就告诉荣摩帕拉斯法姆这件事的时候，那么 Mara 就问他，现在这八个接受二次启迪的人，还有多少人在修习 Krishna 知觉呢？
And I can't remember the exact number.
那么妈他记不清具体的数字了。
But it was closer to zero than it was to eight.
但是呢，这个数字是接近是零。
So at the time, they all felt qualified. But the main point is, Prabhupada was very concerned about qualification for second initiation.
当时所有的人都觉得都具备了资格，但是帕帕德最关注的是他们是不是具备了，到底是不是具备资格。
He expected that those who were brahminically initiated would represent the qualities of a brahmana.
帕帕德希望所有这些接受二次启迪的人都会具备婆罗门的资格。
And they could carry out the duties of a brahmana.
他们将履行婆罗门的职责。
And there are two principal duties of a brahmana.
因为婆罗门他有两项最主要的职责。
Speaking the message of the Vedas properly.
正确地讲述韦达经的讯息。
And the other is worshipping the deity form of the Lord.
第二个是崇拜主的神像的形体。
And that requires qualities of goodness.
这需要善良形态的品质。
And that means, therefore, Brahmanas also must exhibit the qualities that are described in scripture, like Bhagavad Gita.
这就意味着一个婆罗门必须得展示佛家梵歌中描述的婆罗门的品质。
You can look in 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita where Krishna describes their qualities.
在第十八章《国家梵歌》，Krishna 描述了婆罗门的几项品质，就像
Dhamma, Kapakshocham, Shantir, Arjavam, Evacha, Jnanam, Vijnanam, Astikam, Brahma Karma Svabhavacha. That's a long list.
这九项品质是一个很长的一个单子。
This is.The requirement of one who is receiving brahminical initiation.
这是对一个将要接受婆罗门启迪的一个候选人的要求。
So those of you who are seated around the fire yajna.
所以现在绕着这个祭坛坐的所有的候选人。
Who will be receiving Gayatri mantra and brahminical initiation?
他们将获得伽亚特曼特以及获得二次启迪。
You have a great opportunity and a great responsibility.
他们有巨大的良机以及巨大的责任。
And I understand the leadership wants to see further training so that there's further qualification going into the future.
当然领导们都希望在将来这些奉献者都获得进一步的培训以及获得进一步的资格。
And from that little story I told you of Prabhupada's concern, he would be very happy with seeing that greater standard.
那从刚才讲述的故事就可以看出，帕萨德对于这些奉献者他们达到更高的标准将会非常的满意。
Now I want to refer to two different verses found within Rupa Goswami's writings.
现在要讲引述两个在 Rupa Goswami 的著作中的两个诗节。
Where he refers to the process of initiation.
他谈到了启迪的程序。
Specifically, this second initiation of receiving Gayatri Mantra.
尤其是在二次启迪上将获得 Gayatri Mantra.
Yata kamsinatam yati kamsam rasa vidhanataha tata diksha vidhanena dvijatam jayate rinam. This is actually Jiva Goswami from his Bhakti Sandarbha, and it's a very nice verse.
这是 Jiva Goswami 在他著作 Sandarbha 中所写的。
And it's a comparison between something known and something unknown.
这是一个比喻，一个是大家众所周知的一个例子，另外一个是大家不太熟悉的例子。
And I've heard Prabhupada speak on this verse so many times, so I'd like to share it with you.
圣帕巴德多次引用了这个诗节，所以马上跟大家分享这个例子。
There is a process called alchemy. Heard of that? It's a mystical process.
有一个就是神秘的一个方法。
Where someone that knows this mystical process,
一个如果熟知这个神秘的一个方法的人
，can transform ordinary metal into gold.
他可以把普通的贱金属转化成黄金、
金铜、青
铜。And the verse says, just as there is that mystical process for changing ordinary metal into gold.
就像这个诗节中打的比喻。可以把一个贱金属转化成黄金。
The process of diksha of receiving Gayatri mantra.
这个获得二次启迪 Gayatri 曼陀罗的方法。
Has a similar mystical way of bringing second birth.
就有同样的玄秘的力量，可以把一个人带到了二次新生。
Maybe you're familiar with this term of twice born. A Brahmana is.Twice born.
你们可能熟知这个词语“二次启迪”。一个婆罗门，他是获得了二次启迪。
We all know what birth is.
我们知道诞生是什么意思。
There's father, there's mother, and then there's birth of a child.
有父亲有母亲之后就会诞生出孩子。
They receive a body from the mother and the seed from the father.
这一婴儿是从母亲那里获得了一个躯体，从父亲那里得到了一个精子种子。
And that's first birth.
这是一次诞生。
And second birth is this one.
二次诞生就是我们现在要进行的这个仪式。
The father is the spiritual master who gives the mantra.
父亲就是灵性导师，他给予门徒曼陀罗。
And the mother is the Vedas that supplies the mantra and the process.
母亲就是韦达经，他给予他提供了曼陀罗，并且提供了方法。
And by following proper procedures, which Radha Charan knows all about.
就像刚才我们遵守 Radha Charan Prabhu 所进行的这个程序一样。
A firstborn can become twice born.
一个一次诞生的人可以变成二次诞生。
Just like base metal can become gold.
就像贱金属可以转化成黄金。
And I'll share with you what Prabhupada said is that process. Base metal to gold.
我将马儿将给大家分享一下圣帕帕德讲述的关于贱金属转化成黄金的这样一个比喻。
Prabhupada said yogis would learn this mystical process.
圣帕帕德说过，一个瑜伽师他了解这个玄秘的一个方法。
At night before taking rest,
在夜晚他睡觉之前
，they would swallow mercury.
他会吞下水银。
Those of you that are parents, you know that you don't leave your children.With thermometers, because inside there's mercury, and if they swallow mercury, they're dead.
作为父母的人都知道，不能一定要小心，不要让他们的孩子把这个水银，温度计里的水银吞下去，否则他就一命呜呼了。
But the yogis would learn a mystical process where they could swallow mercury and not die.
但是一个玄秘瑜伽师，他就了解这个玄秘的方法。他能吞下这个水银，他却不会死去。
At least some of them learned. Maybe some of them died in the process.
至少有些瑜伽师是了精通这门学问的，但是有些瑜伽师可能就因此就丧命了。
And then they would wake up in the morning.
第二天早上，这个瑜伽师会醒来。
And when they would go to pass water.
当他去上厕所的时候。
They would pass water on iron or base metal, and it would become gold.
当他们这个小便的时候，他们往这个贱金属或者是贱金属上这个尿尿的时候，它就变成了黄金了。
In this way, base metal would become gold.
就这样，那个贱金属变成了黄金。
And similarly, in this way, ordinary living entities can become twice born living entities.
所以呢，我们今天举行的仪式就会使一个普通人。变成一次诞生的人成为二次出生。
And it's not just get together a bunch of bananas and some cauliflower and some broccoli and put a little pile them together and you know you do the mystical thing here.
并不是这个程序不是说我们准备一堆香蕉，然后一堆有颜色的一堆五谷，还有一堆东西，然后我们把它堆在一起。
But it's the procedure is being followed, submission to the authority of the Vedas.
这是按照韦达经的权威，遵守权威的方法。
And sacred mantras.
而且还有神圣的曼陀罗。
And by the combination of those,
通过这些的混合在一起，
the transformation process becomes possible.
这个转化的程序就变得有可能了。
And I want to make reference to one other verse.
马尔将引述另外一个诗节。
And a little anecdote I'll describe also, a little story.
也是一个小故事。
Just like you have your national holidays here in China in October.
就像我们中国每年都有十一黄金周。
We have our national holidays in America.
在美国也有国庆独立庆祝独立日。
During one of those national holidays, we had a very nice seminar like we're having here in Beijing.
曾经有一年，当时奉美国的奉献者就在美国独立日就进行了一个非常成功的节日，就像我们今天这样的节日。
And it was held at our farm community called Gita Nagari.
是在 Gita Nagari 农场进行的。
Maharaj knows it's a very beautiful place and that she come really fantastic for retreats.
尼沙玛尔知道这是一个非常美丽的一个农场，那里特别适合隐修。
So the topic was exploring Guru Tattva.
这个主题叫做探索 Guru Tattva, Guru 的真理。
Guru Tattva means the truth about the principle of spiritual master. What is it? How does it work?
这个 Guru Tattva 就是探索有关于 Guru 真理的原则。这 Guru 真理的原则是什么呢？
We had a wonderful time.
我们过了一个非常好的小时光。
Ravindra Swarup Prabhu was there speaking.
当时 Ravindra Swarup Prabhu 是主讲者。
Those of you starting Janmashtami of next year will need to learn about the book that he has written on this topic of Prabhupada as our founder Acharya.
明年你们过Krishna 显现日 Krishna Janmashtami 的时候就会学到他写的一本书的主题。
For all of this con all around the world and all languages, this will be a requirement.
不管是在 ISKCON 全世界的哪一个地区，都要求要学习他写的这本书。
So he was one of the speakers. We had a wonderful time.
他是其中的一个主讲者，我们当时过了一个很棒的一段时光。
And one of the three classes that I spoke was on the following verse.
当时呢，罗汉马阿拉就讲述了如下的一个诗节。
Again, it's from Jiva Goswami.
也是 Jiva Goswami 写的。
In his Bhakti Sandarbha.
他 Jiva Goswami 的 Bhakti Sandarbha.
And the topic was, what is the meaning of imparting Divya Gyan or transcendental knowledge?
传授 Divya Gyan 超然知识的含义到底意味着什么？
So here's the verse, listen.
请聆听。
Divyam jnanam yato dadyat kuryat papasya sanshaya tasmat dikshati sa prokta deshikais tattvako vidai. Which means that when this initiation, brahminical initiation, takes place.
这个诗节的意思是说，当这个启迪式，二次启迪的仪式进行的时候，
The Deshikas or the learned scholars say,
博学的学者声称,
two things are happening.
发生了两件事情。
Divyam Gyanam is being imparted and sins are being taken away.
传授了 Divya Gyan, 超然的知识, 拿走了罪恶。
So those of you that have your cameras, see if you can take a picture of the transcendental knowledge being imparted and the sins being taken away. Does that capture on your camera?
那些摄像师，你们能不能把这个两个程序照下来呢？一个是超然的是 Divya Gyan 得以了传递，另外一个是罪恶被拿走了，能照下来吗？
Something subtle.
这是非常精微的。
It's something spiritual and transcendental.
这是超然的，以及是灵性的。
And that.Divyam Gyanam, according to Jiva Goswami,
按照 Jiva Goswami 的说法 ,Divya Gyan
is found within the Gayatri Mantra itself.
在 Gayatri Mantra 本身就包含了蕴含了 Divya Gyan.
And the Gayatri Mantra is Krishna.
Gayatri Mantra 就是 Krishna 本人。
Just like our Maha Mantra is also Krishna himself.
就像我们的玛哈曼陀罗就是 Krishna 本人。
Abhinatvam nama namino, the name and the object named are the same. Krishna and his name are the same.
Krishna 和 Krishna 的名字是一样的。
And these Gayatri mantras, just like we've been studying in Sri Brahma Samhita.
而这个 Gayatri 曼陀罗就像我们在婆罗婆摩赞中所学习到的。
These impart the same things.That these very special mantra, upasana, versus also in part. We've been discussing this, those that have been coming to the classes.
那么学习到这门来听课的人就知道他传授的是同样的知识。
So Divya Gyanam has two elements or components.
Divya Gyan 它有两个元素。
The potency is there to understand our own spiritual identity.
那些能量就在那里理解了我们个人的灵性的身份。
Not only that we're spirit soul, not this body, but in fact, our spiritual relationship with Krishna.
不仅仅是说我们知道我们是灵魂，我们不是这个躯体，而知道了我们和 Krishna 的关系。
And the truths about Krishna or Krishna Tattva.
以及有关于 Krishna 的真理，就 Krishna Tattva。
Just like we've been discussing in Brahma Samhita.
就像我们在《婆罗诃摩赞》这个讲课当中讨论到的。
So the mantra contains the seed of that potential, that fully matured stage.
这曼陀罗就包含了这个种子，包含了完整的这种力量。
And I'll end by explaining once again, why was Prabhupada so concerned about the Brahmins being qualified?
那么我再一次强调，为什么帕帕德非常关注奉献者是否具备了
They're receiving something that's very powerful.
他们获得的是非常有力量的事物。
And are they qualified to receive that thing that's very powerful?
他们是否有资格能够获得这个非常有力量的事物呢？
We should put something very powerful in the hands of someone that knows how to use that powerful thing. Otherwise, maybe something dangerous could happen.
我们要把一个非常有力量的事物放在一个知道这个力量，知道这个力量的人的手中，否则他们就会误用这个事物。
Or not properly represent the specific succession from which they receive that something powerful.
也许他们会错误的代表他们所接受这个曼陀罗来自的使徒传系。
So I'll end just by saying I'm really encouraged that those who are leading devotees and the yatra, they're thinking, let us make sure that those who are to receive brahminical initiation are qualified to receive the brahminical initiation. I really like it.
我非常希望，妈儿非常希望这个 yatra 这个地区的领导人要确保接受二次启迪人确实具备了资格。
Remember during our seminar, somebody was asking, why does Krishna always appear in India?
我们还记得当我们讲课的时候，有人提问，为什么 Krishna 显现在印度呢？
And Nrisimha Maharaj answered, well, he has his favorite places, just like you, when you go on vacation, you have your favorite places.
当时Nrisimha Maharaj的答案是，这个 Krishna 有特别喜欢的地方，就像你们去度假，你会去喜欢的地方。
So what is Krishna favor? He favored where there's bhakti, pure devotion for Krishna. He likes that.
那么 Krishna 最喜欢的是什么呢？ Bhakti, 对 Krishna 纯洁的爱。
So you all become qualified and maybe Krishna will appear somewhere in China someday.
那么也许你们具备了资格之后， Krishna 就会显现在中国的哪个地方啊？
Maybe.
也许。
So become qualified.
那么就得具备资格。
Don't just be enthusiastic to sit at this little circle here. Be enthusiastic to be qualified.
不要满腔热情的希望就坐在那个祭坛四周，而是满腔热情的希望自己具备资格。
Everything will come.
那么一切就会自动到来。
Your relationship with Krishna will come.
你和 Krishna 的关系就会到来。
Your understanding of who he is and how he does what he does will come.
你就会知道他 Krishna 是谁，他做了些什么事情。
Become qualified.
你们要具备资格。
Krishna is very kind.
Krishna 是非常仁慈的。
Krishna is very kind.
Krishna 非常仁慈。
Krishna wants us back with him more than we want anything.
Krishna 比我们自己更希望我们回到他的身边。
So attract Krishna rather than the other way around, waiting for, you know,asking Krishna to hurry up and do something for me.
你们应该就是非常渴望去回到 Krishna 身边，而不是希望 Krishna 快点来给我做事情。
And this initiation is a step in that direction.
那么这个启迪的仪式就是朝向这个目标的一步迈出的。
Hare Krishna.
Hare
Krishna. You want to speak again, Maharaj?
No, no, I'm going to speak on whatever you speak on.
Om Jnana Smrandasya Jnananjana Shlakaya Chatsur Vamilitanyena Tasmai Shri Gurudaya Namaha Vanchakalpa Tarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Vairaja Padhitanam Pavanidhyo Vaishnavidhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gopra Vandana Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So I just like to describe the process by which people become initiated in Krishna consciousness.
那马尔将描述一下人们获得启迪进入 Krishna 知觉的程序。
The devotees today are taking the second initiation, which is called Brahmanical initiation.
出现者正在准备进行的这个二次启迪仪式, 称为婆罗门启迪,
which means they've already taken the first initiation, which was initiation into the chanting of Hare Krishna.
这就是说他们已经获得了一次启迪, 已经启迪之后已经开始唱诵了 Hare Krishna, 曼陀罗。
In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's described, there's a verse quoted, which says, initiation is not required for the chanting of Hare Krishna.
在有没有Chaitanya经中说到, 并不需要获得启迪才可以唱诵 Hare Krishna 曼陀罗。
This is true. Anybody can chant Hare Krishna. You don't need to be initiated.
谁都可以唱诵 Hare Krishna, 不需要启迪就可以唱诵。
But if you're going to perform devotional service, if you want to engage in all the activities of devotional service, then you will find that initiation is very necessary.
但是如果你想准备做很多的奉献服务，那你就会发现需要获得启迪。
If you're just going to chant Hare Krishna, then you can be like Haridas Thakur and just chant the holy name all day, 22 hours a day.
如果你只想唱诵 Hare Krishna 曼陀罗, 你可以像 Haridas Thakur 那样, 一天唱诵 22个小时。
But I don't think any of us are very much able to do that. We find difficulty to even chant 2 hours a day. What to speak of 22 hours?
那么马尔觉得我们很多人可能做不到这一点。 我们每天唱诵2个小时都很困难了, 更何况 22个小时。
So actually in that verse on the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prabhupada has written a 5-page purport quoting all the different acharyas, and he describes how they all say that initiation is necessary.
那么在永恒的Chaitanya经当中, 圣帕帕德用了5页纸描述为什么需要获得启迪。
So when people first contact the Krishna consciousness movement, we often find people want to have a spiritual master.
当人们进入到 Krishna 知觉当中，他们都希望获得一位灵性导师。
So the first thing to do is to introduce them to Srila Prabhupada.
那么我们做的第一件事情就是把他们引荐给圣帕帕德。
And everyone should learn to take shelter of Srila Prabhupada and chant his the prayer offering obeisances to Srila
Prabhupada.
And that is why also we do the Guru Puja for Srila Prabhupada every day. Srila Prabhupada has the most prominent position in the society as a founder acharya.
圣帕帕德在我们这个协会当中, 他是奠基灵性导师, 占据着重要的地位。
And every devotee should cultivate a relationship with Srila Prabhupada.
每一位奉献者都应该培养和圣帕帕德之间的关系。
Now, some people may go directly to Prabhupada,
and others may go through disciples of Prabhupada or grand disciples of Srila
Prabhupada.
But first we take shelter of Srila Prabhupada, and at that time then we will be hearing teachings from many different devotees.
我们首先是来聆听圣帕帕德的教导, 然后再去聆听其他奉献者的教导。
And we can consider these senior Vaishnavas like our Shiksha Gurus, or the teachers who are giving us instruction.
我们可以把那些年长奉献者当成我们的训示灵性导师。
Before we take Diksha, first there must be Siksha.
在获得启迪Diksha之前必须先有Siksha训示。
We were hearing about Brahmins, that anybody can become a Brahmana, they have to be initiated.
我们听说到当一个人希望成为婆罗门的时候, 必须得获得启迪,
and they also have to be trained.
他们也应该获得训练。
It's not just only the initiation, but the training is also an essential part of becoming a Brahmana.
启迪是很重要的, 训练以成为一个合格的婆罗门也是非常重要的。
Now for most of us here, it's very difficult to get a lot of training.
对于我们在座的很多人获得正确的训练是很困难的。
When I joined the Krishna Consciousness Movement,
当Maharaj加入Krishna知觉运动的时候,
and similarly Ramapada Swami also, I joined in England, he joined in America, but the similar process, we came and lived in the temple, in the center.
当时两位Maharaj加入Krishna知觉的时候，当时的情况是所有奉献者都居住在中心，居住在庙宇里头。And
then we would wake up early in the morning, we'd have a full morning program and take part in all the devotional activities.
奉献者早起参加一整套的奉献的活动。We
it's very difficult for us to evaluate how much a person is practicing devotional service when they don't live in the association of devotees.
如果一个人跟奉献者不联谊的话, 很难评估他的奉献服务的活动。
But anyway, the requirements are there that for initiation, one must strictly follow four regulated principles.
但是要求是一个人获得启迪的时候，他必须得遵守四项基本原则。
Now, we all, you know, if you go shopping in the market, you always argue the price with people, isn't it?
我们去市场买东西的时候，总是跟小贩摊贩讨价还价，是不是这样的呢？
Give a penny, 点开吗? Oh, 太贵啊! Don't say like this. So, and when it comes to wanting initiation, you know, we hear, oh, 四个贵方, 三个可以吗?
当我们来获得启迪的时候，有的人就会说, 四个贵方太难了, 三个可不可以啊?
We're thinking, somebody even said, if we have only three regulative principles, we'll get many devotees.
有的人争论说，如果我们就是遵守三项原则，我们的奉献者的数目就会大大的增加。
And chanting 16 rounds every day, if we just make it 4 rounds, we can make it much easier, we'll have many devotees.
我们要求唱诵16圈，如果要求4圈，那么就会容易得多，我们奉献者数量就远远不止这些了。
Yeah, you will have many devotees, but we won't have any pure devotees.
是的，我们是会有很多奉献者，但不会有纯粹的奉献者。
Nobody will ever become a pure devotee like that.
没有人可以像这样来成为纯粹的奉献者。
And Srila Prabhupada had made it very clear, he'd given us the minimum standard for Krishna consciousness.
圣帕帕德很清晰地告诉我们，他给我们制定的是 Krishna 知觉的最低标准。
So four regulative principles as the requirement means there are four principles of religion.
所以有四个要求，四项原则。那么宗教也有四个支柱。
The symbol of religion is a bull, and the bull stands on four legs.
宗教的象征是公牛，公牛正以四条腿站立。
So four regulative principles: cleanliness, mercy, austerity, and truthfulness.
有四个原宗教的原则：清洁、苦行、仁慈、真诚。
And that's why we have four regulative principles.
因此我们有四个规范原则。
The four regulative principles sound very difficult to most of us.
我们大部分人听着这四项原则遵守起来是非常困难的。
For Prabhupada, he thought not difficult at all, very easy.
对帕帕德来说，遵守这四项原则根本不成问题。
He was born in a Vaishnava family. By birth, he was a vegetarian.
帕帕德一出生，他诞生在 Vaishnava 家庭，一出生就是素食。
He said in his whole life, he never even drank tea.
他说在他终其一生从来没喝过茶。
But for most of us, we didn't have that kind of birth.
但我们大部分人并没有这样幸运的出生。
But we can get a lot of help to follow these regulative principles by chanting the holy name of Krishna.
但是通过唱诵圣名，可以得到极大的帮助，来能够遵守这四项原则。
So it's essential, it's imperative that everyone who is initiated into Krishna consciousness is daily chanting at least 16 rounds of the Maha Mantra.
每一个来加入 Krishna 直觉运动，以及成为奉献者的人，至关重要的一点就是他们必须要唱诵16圈 Hare Krishna 曼陀罗。
It takes about 2 hours.
每天要两个小时。
Some people may take 3 or 4 hours.
有的人要花三四个小时。
But if you do it in 1 hour, then you should chant for 2 hours.
如果你一个小时就念完了，那你应该再念一个小时，一共念两个小时。
Because you're chanting very fast.
因为你念得太快了。
So, two more chanting.
那么需要再念一点。
So in addition to chanting, there is quality in the chanting.
除了唱诵之外，还有唱诵的品质、质量。
And to guide us in the quality, we have a guide of 10 offenses which we should avoid.
我们在唱诵的过程当中应该尽量避免冒犯。
I'll very quickly go through them.
我要很快的来过一下这十项冒犯。
The first one is to blaspheme the devotee.
第一是冒犯亵渎奉献者。
Means we have to be able to work with devotees. We have to get along with devotees.
我们必须和奉献者合作，必须跟他们和谐共处。
If we criticize them, we may commit offenses.
我们批评他们，就可能对他们做出了冒犯。
So we can avoid that by seeing the good in the devotees.
我们通过看奉献者的优点，就可以避免这些冒犯。
We encourage devotees, see our own faults, look at our own faults, and don't look at the faults of others.
我们鼓励奉献者来自省，看自身的缺点，不要看别人的缺点。
Be like a bee and take the honey from the flower.
要像蜜蜂一样，要从其他人那里吸取花蜜。
Don't be like the fly which goes to all the dirty, filthy things.
不要像苍蝇一样去或钻进肮脏的地方去叮。
That's a safe way to avoid the first offense.
这是来避免第一项冒犯最安全的一个方法。
The second offense is to consider names of other gods like Shiva or Brahma equal to the holy name of Krishna or Vishnu.
第二项冒犯就是认为圣名是像Shiva or Brahma 这样半神的名字一样。
There are many other gods and they also have some songs and tunes, but devotees of Krishna will simply sing the names of Krishna.
有许多半神人，他们也有自己的曼陀罗，但奉献者他们只唱诵 Krishna 的曼陀罗。
It is said 1,000 names of Vishnu is equal to 1 name of Ram.
那么据说 Vishnu 的一千个名字相当于 Rama 的一遍名字。
So should you chant 1,000 names of Vishnu, or are you going to chant the name of Ram?
你们是愿意唱诵一千遍 Vishnu 的圣名，还是愿意唱诵 Rama 的一遍圣名呢？
Rama.
And 3 names of Rama is equal to once chanting the name of Krishna.
念诵三遍 Rama 的圣名，相当于念诵 Krishna 的一遍圣名。
So one name of Krishna is equal to 3,000 times chanting the names of Vishnu.
唱诵 Krishna 一遍圣名相当于3000次 Vishnu 的名字。
So you can understand how powerful the name of Krishna is.
我们能明白 Krishna 的圣名是多么有力量。
The third offense is to disobey the order of the spiritual teachers.
第三项是违背灵性导师的训律。
Spiritual teachers give us instructions to help us to come to Krishna.
灵性导师给我们训令，帮助我们来到 Krishna 身边。
Srila Prabhupada was talking in Hawaii to devotees. He was giving initiation.
圣帕巴德在夏威夷，当时他在给奉献者起名。
And he was telling them, he said that.I am giving you initiation, but if you do not follow the regulative principles, then I cannot help you.
帕帕德说，我在给你们启迪，如果你们不遵守规范原则，我对你们就无能为力了。
Sometimes people think, I've heard people say, I'm initiated now, I don't need to bother, I'm already back to Godhead.
有的奉献者说，我现在启迪了，我就不用担心了，我已经回归神手了。
Initiation means the beginning.
启迪意味着开始。
And we should also think we're unqualified. We still have to become worthy of that initiation.
我们应该认为我们没有资格，我们应该去获得资格来使自己有配持得上这个启迪。
So take the instructions of the spiritual teachers very seriously.
所以一定要认真严肃地对待灵性导师的训谕。
Number four is to blaspheme Vedic literature or literature in pursuance of the Vedic version.
四冒犯亵渎伟达文献或基于伟达训谕写成的文献。
If we're not reading the books regularly, then you're offending them.
如果你不定期的阅读文献，你就是冒犯。
That's an advantage of staying in the association of devotees.
所以跟奉献者联谊就有这个优势。
That every day there will be a class, there will be some discussion on the scriptures.
每天奉献者都讨论经典。
But when you go to home, you go away from the association of devotees, we don't know if you're reading or if you're hearing anything.
但如果你回家或离开奉献者联谊，我们就不知道你是不是每天读书或者每天聆听了。
The fifth offense is to give some interpretation of the holy name.
第五是来解释圣名。
The sixth offense is to consider the glories of chanting Hare Krishna as imagination.
第六是把唱诵 Hare Krishna 当作是夸张的。
Seventh offense is to commit sinful activities on the strength of chanting Hare Krishna.
第七项冒犯是急着唱诵圣名的力量行恶。
One may think, I'm chanting Hare Krishna, so I have a party tonight, I will do some things which I shouldn't be doing as a devotee, but tomorrow I'll chant Hare Krishna to make up for it.
有的奉献者可能这样想，今天晚上我要赴宴，我参加一个派对，那么我要做一些事情是被禁止的，我明天唱诵 Hare Krishna。
So that's just an offense.
这是一项冒犯。
Krishna does not accept that kind of chanting.
Krishna 不接受这样的唱诵。
So don't try to use chanting to counteract our sinful activity.
不要利用唱诵来抵消我们的罪恶活动。
The eighth offense is to consider chanting Hare Krishna as one of the auspicious ritualistic activities offered in the Vedas as karma kanda or fruitive activities.
第八项冒犯就是把唱诵 Hare Krishna 当作伟达经过业报之故推崇的带来吉祥的祭祀性仪式或获利性活动。
Chanting Hare Krishna is not just for some pious activities to bring us material comforts.
唱诵 Hare Krishna 不是为了给我们积攒虔诚活动，让我们获得物质上的舒适。
That is not pure chanting.
这不是纯洁的唱诵。
Ninth offense is to instruct the glories of the holy name to people who have no faith.
第九项冒犯是对毫无信念的人宣扬圣名的荣耀。
We can tell everyone to chant Hare Krishna.
我们可以向每个人去宣说，叫他们唱 Hare Krishna.
We go everywhere and chant the holy name of Krishna.
我们无论走到哪里都唱诵 Hare Krishna.
But we don't tell everyone the intimate glories of the holy name.
但我们不向别人解释圣名的亲密的荣耀。
We can tell everyone you're not the body, you're a soul.
我们可以讲，你们不是这个躯体，你们都是灵魂。
We can tell everyone we should not just simply serve our senses, but we should control our senses.
我们应该告诉，我们可以告诉别人，你们不要服务你们的感官，你们应该控制自己的感官。
But we are careful about how much we will tell people about the glories of Krishna and his transcendental position.
但是我们应该小心，不要太过多的宣讲唱诵哈尔克什那的荣耀。
First, we want to awaken their faith.
首先是唤醒他们的信心。
And we do that by chanting Hare Krishna mantra and by giving prasadam.
我们通过唱诵哈利·克里希那，通过给予普沙等来唤醒信心。
Giving nice association.
给予他们很好的联谊。Then
the fence is not to have complete faith in chanting Hare Krishna and to maintain material attachment even after receiving many instructions.
第十项冒犯就是，即使明白很多有关这方面的教诲，仍维系物质的依附。It
is also offensive to be inattentive while chanting.
在念诵时不专心也是一项冒犯。Inattention
is the seed of all the other offenses in chanting.
不专注的冒犯是带来所有其他冒犯的种子。And
this is the most common offense.
这是一项很常见的冒犯。We're
chanting. But we're watching television or we're watching our mobile phone.
我们一边看电视或一边看着手机，一边念诵着。
Our mind is not on the chanting.
我们的心没有专注在念诵上。
We must give proper attention.
我们必须得专注。
Use the tongue to chant and the ear to hear.
用我们的舌头来唱诵，用耳朵聆听。
It's not a question of the mind.
跟心意没有关系。
So when we chant properly, then we will be able to strictly follow these regulative principles.
如果我们唱诵的话，遵守这四项原则就不成问题了。
And then we can progress in Krishna consciousness.
在Krishna之觉中就可以稳步地前进。
So after one is first initiated for a number of years, then they may become qualified for the second initiation.
获得一次启迪，过几年之后，也许他们就具备资格来获得二次启迪。
The second initiate is given with the understanding they will do more service for Krishna.
那么获得二次启迪，就理解了他们更有资格为 Krishna 做更多的服务。
Not that now you have second initiation, now you retire.
不是说你获得二次启迪之后你就可以退休了。
Do more.
而是做更多的服务。Right.
We're looking all up. New second initiates, we hope they'll all be eager for more service.
我们看一下这些准备获得二次启迪的人，我们期望他们做更多的服务。
Hare Krishna.